wouldn't be brought to where they'd be killed. We had a local butcher that had come on his bike with his tools, and there'd be pots and pots of water boiling all evening. The fires would be built outside, and there'd be cranes made to hold big pots of water with iron bars, and the pots would be hung on that, and they'd be boiling, kept boiling. And we had a big galvanized bats, old bats that we used to be battered in. We wouldn't be let see the killing of the pig. We never heard any noise. The lads used to say they heard the pig squeal, but we wouldn't be allowed to hear that, you know, whether the lads were pretending or not. The pig was killed. There was a big table. It was scrubbed so clean with deck brushes that the timber was nearly worn off it. And the pig was put on that, hung first, and the tummy emptied, the stomach emptied. The boiling water was used to take the hair off the pig. That was used. He was scraped with some kind of a blade that they had. There was no hair bristles left on him. I think it'd be like the open razor, but it would be special, I'd say, that the butcher had, as Roger would have in his bag coming. You know, Roger Finnerty, our local butcher, he cycled down from after his day's work in the butcher shop in Uxarard. He'd cycle down to our house. And I think the pig would be salted. Some of it would be salted. Of course, all the neighbours got a bit. All the neighbours got a bit of the pig. And then what had to be used quickly was done and separated and used quickly. Mum used to make a lovely braai, I think, out of the pig's head. The croupions, it'd be scalded and scraped and thoroughly cleaned, and the uncles or the aunts or the neighbours would be getting some of them, and a lot of it used to be salted. I think there used to be some of it cured then and hung up. I can't really remember where they used to have I can't remember what they used to do with the dried bacon they'd have. We had, it was like an open safe. It was like a box hanging on the wall out at the back. They had a kind of you'd nearly say it was a coal room. It was under the thatch, but it was protected. It didn't, you know. And it was a box with holes in the side of it and mesh inside, so that it was only the air that was getting in, nothing else was getting in. They used to keep a lot of things in that, like the butter from the churn. And I think some of the bacon used to be kept in that. It wouldn't be much now. And then they always used the bacon as they wanted it. Cut it and used it as they wanted it. You'd be sick of it.